So we're very excited that we can continue in our learning of Shabbos Malchusa. Ordinarily, we do a little bit of recap. We want to remember what we learned last week. As our Pinkus pointed out in the beginning of our Limud, that you're supposed to take this safer in small bites and move on forward and so forth in little steps so that we can really imbibe it, we can really appreciate all that there is. However, Rav Pinkus, I think, does a good job of summarizing the previous parak in his first paragraph of Parak Beis. And so we're actually not going to do that. We're going to start on page 19, Yates, as we can see on our shared screen. And let's jump in to this limud as we connect Malchus and Shabbos. The parak is called Shabbos Malchus Hamalka. What does it mean that Shabbos Queen? It's not just something nice that we like to say, but there's actually a tremendous depth to it. We've been learning about Malchus until now. How does that connect to Shabbat? And so he starts with a little bit of Chazara. He says, Lamdenu, Imkein, Be'inyan HaMalchus, Kama Yesodos. We've learned lots of different foundations, lots of different secrets and essentials of what makes up what Malchus is all about. Mahus HaMalchus, Hu Mida Miyuchedes, Lahotzi, Es HaShalton HaMelech, Besocha Medina, Minakoach El HaPoel. Malchus, in his essence, is about giving the capacity to the king to spread his kingship throughout the land. Amongst the people, minakoach al poel, the potential that exists into the actual, the is bezetarti, and there's two levels to this. Chada ma shal yedaya malchus hamedina v'hamamlacha misnahalim baofen nale. One is just his capacity; he has a greater capacity as the king to lead and to rule and to provide to the nation. My desire to do chesed is not going to be fulfilled to the same extent as the king's desire and ability, capacity to do chesed. And he says, "Kifiminas Ashlimuso Shalamelach." The king has so much more to it. Kol Prate Medina Hima Bishlemus Uvasimcha. And so, because the king is not just one midah, it's not just that I have a desire to do chesed. I have a desire for gvura. The king is the kol hakol. It's the connection of all these six midos. So the king is the epitome of shlemus. The king is the epitome of completion. And therefore, there's a simcha in being shalom. There's a joy and a happiness and a sense of tranquility when you know that you've got a full picture, when you know that the king is there to take care of you, that you know that the king is a complete and proper person. Vishenis, what's the second element of Malchus that we've learned about? Mash al yedaya Malchus hamelach atzmo nikar b'medina ba'atzmoso v'tifarso. That through kingship, we can actually recognize amongst the people in the Medina that the king is greater than the rest of us. V'zu simcha v'shlemus l'malam and that's even greater than this knowledge and this understanding and appreciation that the king encompasses all positive midos, so the king is the one who's able to take us, knowing that you have a good boss, knowing you have a good someone looking out for you. That's a wonderful feeling, but it's not just that. Knowing that your boss, knowing that your leader is the best of you, that's an even greater feeling, because you know with confidence that you're doing well. It's a simcha and a shlemus above all else, because he encompasses the entire nation. Shekain, as we learn in Mishlei, Be'or Pnei Melech Chaim, that the light of the face of the king, that gives life. Life is when you can look to your king, look to your leader, and feel absolute confidence, safety, and security that you're going to be okay. Elyon Nor Me'ach Chaim HaRagilim B'Medina. And just functioning on a normal scale, functioning in our natural lives without such a king, without such opportunity, without such leadership and guidance, it's incomparable. There's such a tremendous simcha when we know that we're going to be okay. And this, I heard, I believe, from Rav David Miller when I learned the shiurim with him. Rav David Miller points out that we spoke in the past couple weeks about this idea of keser, of the keser melukah, the crown of a Kodesh Baruch Hu. The keser is a literal display of the king. Not just that his position is higher than everyone else, but that he's genuinely, qualitatively better than everyone else. And when we look at that keser, we look at that crown of the king, we're feeling so much warmer. We're feeling that sense of serenity and comfort because the king is better than me, and the king is out to protect me, out to make sure that all of the things that we want, all of our kokos, are maybe lidei poel. Now we continue. Me'ata navo l'ian Shabbos Kodesh. And now this is how we connect to Shabbos. She'ikara v'yofya heim shehi yom hashvi'i. The beauty of Shabbos is that's the seventh day. Shehi midas Malchus Shemayim. It's the mida of Malchus Shemayim. Hainu shemahus haShabbos hi lahutzi alapol Yehuda yisparach b'chol olam. And the purpose, the essence of Shabbos, is about taking a Kodesh Baruch Hu into this world, the Koach, the potential of godliness in this world, Malchus and Shabbos. It's about making that into the Befoel, making that into the actual. We'll explain. It took God 6 days to create the world. Or God took 6 days to create the world. It wasn't a requirement. God could have done it in one day, but God chose to take 6 days. Ha'olam kepashtuso hu mechitzav hester liyichudu yisparach vot semes chasto v'noraso. And the world, as incredible and wonderful as it is, people often refer to Mother Nature, as if nature is an entity of itself. The world hides a Kodesh Baruch Hu, unfortunately. That's the way the Kodesh Baruch Hu made it. But Kodesh Baruch Hu's Bria, those 6 days of creation, are actually a blockade, a machitza, and a hester. It's hiding the yikud of a Kodesh Baruch Hu, the fact that all the things that are going on are all coming from one singular entity, a Kodesh Baruch Hu, the Ribono Shel Olam, the Eibishter. Shehari Ha'olam Hu Gashmi, the Yeshbo Efsharu Shalchei. And on a deeper level, the world is a physical world. There's a possibility of sin, of making a mistake, of missing our mark, which is really the deeper understanding of the word sin, but for another time. Klal kol inyanav kas umachovin, and there's all these opportunities to be angry and to be in pain. Shekol zehu totsa yeshira, machmas hester hashlita yichud, and all of those are really a direct totsa, a direct result of this lacking, this hester, this hiddenness of a Kodesh Baruch Hu, of the fact that a Kodesh Baruch Hu is creating the created and really controls the entire world. Ad sheba Shabbos, until Shabbos comes. Those 6 days, it was wild. But then Shabbos comes, that seventh day, Ba'menucha, now we have Menucha. V'chala shvisa al kol inyanei ha'olam v'hester shabo, and rest falls on the entire creation, and as well as on all the things that are hiding in Kodesh Baruch Hu. V'chol esek yom ha'shabbos hu kedusha v'tara v'chavod v'oneg. And everything we're doing, our entire occupation, the things that we're busying ourselves with on Shabbos, are all about holiness and about purity and about honor, respect, and recognition of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and about celebrating that. Hainu shashlitaso yisparach v'yichudo midas tovo. We're recognizing HaKadosh Baruch Hu running the world and his singularity in this world and his goodness in this world. Heim shenirim ba'olam. Those are what we see. Shabbos, effectively, is about feeling HaKadosh Baruch Hu, about being able to get some sort of tangible sense and touch of a Kodesh Baruch Hu in this world that in its natural sense, to some extent, hides the Kodesh Baruch Hu. V'nimsa sheshabbos hi mamash minas hamalchus. And Shabbos in and of itself is Malchus. What does that mean? Shehi machnisa l'soch choshech olamenu es hayichud v'shlitas achesed shel Hashem yisparach. Shabbos comes down, it comes into the darkness with us. Shabbos just joins the hubbub of the week. Shabbos gets down into the darkness and illuminates, and is able to indicate and show us the shlita of a Kodesh Baruch Hu, the goodness and the rulership of a Kodesh Baruch Hu. Shezehu inyan midas hamalchus. Kemoshin Amar. That's really what Malchus is all about getting down to the depths of becoming one among the people and being able to show them something more, something greater. V'amnam kemoshi yisbar b'inyan malchus yesh batarti. And we explained that Malchus has this dual feature to it. Gam b'shabbos yesh batarti. So too, in Shabbos, there's a dual element at play. Ha'echad, what's the first piece of Shabbos? Masha Shabbos hitakas ma'asa breishis. It's the completion, the end, and the purpose of those 6 days of creation. Hainu da'ad shelo ba Shabbos kol ma'asa shemayim ve'aretz aretz hayuhulin. Until Shabbos came around, all these 6 days of creation, they were hulin, they were just like things, they were around, but there was nothing special about them. Lo toar v'lo hadar lehem. There was no form, there was no real characteristic to it. Lohadar, and there was no beauty to it. Kemosha Amr Chazal, Mahaya Ha'olam Chaser. At the end of 6 days, Chazal asked, what was the world lacking? It was lacking Menucha, it was lacking rest. Ba Shabbos Ba Menucha. When Shabbos came, Menucha came. Shemeata Ha'olam Nishtachla Liyos Olam Shal Kedusha Vekirva Ela Kodesh Baruch Hu. Because from this point on, when Shabbos arrives, now the entire world has been improved to be a world of holiness, of kedusha, of closeness to a Kodesh Baruch Hu. Namesake Shabbos, he hataklis v'hashlama shel kol ma'asa breishis. And so, even though there were 6 days of very busy creation, that seventh day came, and it brought a closeness to a Kodesh Baruch Hu. It brought a purpose, a taklis, and brought a completion to this entire my celebrations, the entire creation, the entire world, because now we can appreciate and we can recognize and understand that all of creation is about growing close to a Kodesh Baruch Hu. And we can extend from that to some extent that being able to see a Kodesh Baruch Hu in the world, that gufa, that in and of itself, is the purpose of creation. But for another time. Vasheni, what's the second element of Shabbos that parallels to some extent the midos and the characteristics of Malchus? She'adayin ein zeh tachlis yofi shel Shabbos, mash al yada hushlam ha'olam b'tifartov, lios misgala misocho kavod shemayim. The second element of Shabbos is that this still really isn't the full tachlis yofi, still completion, purpose of the beauty of Shabbos, that through Shabbos we are able to complete the world in its great beauty, and really just seeing the beauty of the world is one level. But when we can reveal Kvod Shemayim, Miskal Mitoko Kvod Shemayim, that's our first level of Tachlis. That's what we explained in number one. Ela Kishabas Shabbos Miskalis Madrega Shel Kedusha Sheila Mala Mala Mimashi Miskala Derech HaOlam. And when now we're seeing something, an even greater accomplishment, a greater completion that comes to this world through Shabbos, this second level. Sheima Shabbos Bahashras Hashchina LiOlam VeEfshar BeYom Zeh LiHidabek BeHashem Yisbarach. Because on Shabbos, there's a greater experience of Shekhinah. There's a greater Hashras Hashekhinah, a greater shining of God's light, of God's Kedusha, into this world. And therefore, it's easier for me to connect, to stick on, to be Davik to a Kodesh Baruch Hu in this world. Chassidus is all about finding Dveikus with a Kodesh Baruch Hu. And so I can reach a greater level, B'Yasar Seis, of connection to a Kodesh Baruch Hu, because there's so much Kedusha that's palpable on Shabbos. V'lachin shnei yonim uskarim etzal Shabbos. These two things that exist in the context of Shabbos. Takle shemayim v'aretz. Hainu shlema shemayim v'aretz. V'rekasim yikol yomim v'kedoshim v'kol hazmanim. That the world it comes to a completion on that seventh day. Let's say that again. Lachen shnei yonim uskarim etzal Shabbos takle shemayim v'aretz, that there are these two elements that exist within Shabbos, the completion of the world. That's level one. Hainu shleim Shabbos shemayim v'aretz, that shemayim v'aretz would have just been things until there was a purpose to them, purpose of realizing and experiencing Kodesh Baruch Hu. But number two, v'chasad mikol hayamim v'kidashto mikol hazmanim, that it's more blessed, it's more holy, it's got more potential for kedusha. And it is more in and of itself holy from all other times. Shemis ala malamala meha'olam afilu keha'olam hu b'kedushaso. Even though God sanctified the whole world by creating Shabbos, still, Shabbos has an additional element, a level higher, a keser, if you will. Just like we saw in the context of a melech, context of a king, that there's a shlemus, that it makes the nation better when there's a king, when there's a uniformity, when there's a commonality, and the capacity to do something greater, to have my midah, have my koach, and actually see it come befall, that the world existed b'koach, the world existed in potential, that all these things were in the world, but what did it matter? Who cared during the 6 days of creation? It only started mattering once a Kodesh Baruch Hu rested on Shabbos, once there was a Shvisa and a Menucha. Now there's a purpose to it. That's level one. But level two is recognizing that my king is the best of me. The king, with Davar for Malchus based David, Davar Melech was the best. He was the consummate Baal Tshuva, he was the consummate Tzaddik. We refer to David HaMelech as Ever Hashem. The only other person who consistently gets that moniker, if you will, is Moshe Rabbeinu. So if our leaders, if our Melech represent that of Moshe Rabbeinu and David HaMelech, we're doing very well. And now Rav Pinkus really drives it home. He makes it Lamaisa. He makes it practical for us. Ushnein Yanim Eila Heman Yanim Vayichal Vayishbos Hamuskarim Parshas Vayichulu. Every Friday night we recite Vayichulu. And these two elements, these two aspects that exist in Malchus and in Shabbos are actualized and stated explicitly, maybe not explicitly, are stated and hinted at the very least, in our recitation of Vayichulu on Friday night. Because when we say Vayichal Elokim v'yom ha'shvi'i, what we're saying is, what does it mean that God completed the world on Yom ha'shvi'i? Hu ha'kavod shamayim, that finally, on the day seven, there was a level of kavod shamayim, of respect and recognition of Kodesh Baruch Hu in this world. Ha'miskala u'mishtalim b'socha olam atzma, that is revealed and completed through this world in and of itself. V'hainu v'yichal, sha'olam na'asa kolo b'yofyo, it now included HaKadosh Baruch Hu. After 6 days, now Vayikal Kim Vayom HaShvi, now God is in the world as well. Avalin Vayishbot, Vayishbot Vayom HaShvi Mekom Lakto Asher Asa. What does it mean, Vayishbot? Hu Giloi Kavod Shemayim Yosu Mimenu Harbe. That's a great, even greater level of Gilui Shemayim, a greater level of revelation of HaKadosh Baruch Hu in this world. She'adarabah, just the opposite. Ha'olam umulao shovsum ubatalim. Because the world was just chilling. On Shabbos, if there's no creation going on, seemingly the world could just lay fallow and do nothing. Umeata she'ein shum davar. But now that there's nothing. Mimela yesh rak Yehuda yisbarach b'naraso. There's nothing going on. The world is not doing anything. There's no activity. There's only recognition and appreciation of a Kadosh Baruch Hu. And that is an entirely different, a qualitatively different appreciation of a Kadosh Baruch Hu's individuality and yichud in this world. After all of it ends, still, you're there. Now we can really see that you're ruling, that you're the king. If you will, maybe an additional mashal, that we can only really recognize the beauty of something when, after the fact, when you can be reflective on it, when there's nothing else going on. When you're in a beautiful wedding, it's amazing and it's awesome. However, only once the wedding's over, when it's quiet, when you're no longer doing anything, there's no longer dancing to worry about, you're no longer being osik, you're no longer part of the bria, you're no longer creating, but you can look back, acharei kechos hakol, then you can say, wow, that was really an awesome wedding. That was amazing. But you can't look at it that way to the full extent while you're in it. You can say, this is great. But you can't really get the full picture unless you're looking at it after the fact. We can only really appreciate and recognize the Kadosh Baruch Hu's yichud in this world, his individuality and his control of this world, when everything else stops, when everything else calms down. V'al kein, and therefore we call it Shabbos. We call this day Shabbos. Shemashmos, what does Shabbos refer to? What does Shabbos mean? Shemashmos hamiyuchedes va'umka shal Shabbos hidafka zeh. That is really the depth of it. That's what we're saying when we say Shabbos. Shehakol shoves, that the entire world rested. V'nishar hakavod shemayim ba'otzmaso v'tokfo b'lo mechitza mafseket. And what's left when the whole world rested? That we just have kavod shemayim, we only have the recognition of the great and tremendous validity of a Kadosh Baruch Hu in this world, without anything that's blocking it. And Rapinkus adds on, he gives us the coming attractions for next week, getting us excited. V'lehala b'chelek shen nivar b'esos Hashem. How can we really see within Shabbos this revelation of Malchus Shemayim? Lama hu befoal yotzei me Shabbos kodesh dafka. Why specifically from Shabbos are we experiencing that? Why specifically from Shabbos are we seeing it? So what do we say today? We said that Shabbos, that Malchus encompasses two things. Really, that's to some extent review. But Malchus is this joy, this shlemus, this happiness, and this tranquility that I feel when I know that someone's in charge, when something comes together, when I have the capacity to do something greater than myself, when I can take my desires and someone can actually make them happen. But there's another level, that when I have a leader who makes me know and feel secure that this leader is taking care of me, that this leader has the same goals that I do, that's a much greater simcha than anything else. And on Shabbos, that's what we experience, because on Shabbos, Kadosh Baruch Hu created the world. And he spent 6 days creating that world. And finally, after 6 days of lots of activity, Kadosh Baruch Hu rested on the Shabbos. And that infused two different things. A greater appreciation, a greater possibility of what's going on in the Shish Yimei Avreshis, that through nature now we can see HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But not just that. On Shabbos, we add another level. Oh, put it on my screen. On Shabbos, we add another level. Because on Shabbos, we're also able to reach a higher level. We're able to reach that level of Gila Kvod Shemayim, of being connected to a Kadosh Baruch Hu, because Kadosh Baruch Hu is more revealed, that we are greater, the capacity of the world is greater because a Kadosh Baruch Hu is revealing himself on Shabbos. And so when we say Vayichal, when we say Vayichulu, and we say these two words, Vayichal, representing the fact that the world was once just physical matter, and a Kadosh Baruch Hu infused spirituality into it by completing it, by creating a Shabbos. But we go further, and we say Vayishpot, but God, not only did you infuse spirituality into the world, but you were Shavas, you create a Shabbos, you create a rest, a tranquility, and through that, you create an even higher ability, a higher capacity for connection to you. And so for that, we are grateful. And We're low on time, but still, we'll throw in a vort from this upcoming week's parsha.